Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I've never actually viewed this program as primarily confessional, but I suppose there is that aspect to it. And if you missed the last hour of the program, you may want to listen to it on podcast. I reviewed a movie several weeks ago about, I think it came out in June, about the 75th precinct. It was called, I think it was called the 7-5, and looked at probably the most corrupt time in New York history and in New York police history, where a precinct was, even at a time of major corruption, was outstandingly corrupt. And Walter just called last hour, because he's actually in the movie as one of the people who was busted, to kind of set the record, I guess, a little straighter, and talk about from the personal aspect. Because, I mean, one of the things that happens, it seems to me, when you watch something like that, of thinking, you know, how does that kind of thing happen? And the answer is a step at a time. That you don't go from being idealistic to being a drug dealer in, you know, zero to 60 in 10 seconds. That there, as we talk about on the program all the time, there are baby steps. And the first step over the line is always the hardest. After that, once you've stepped over the line once, that stepping over again is a relatively easier thing to do. Because you've already done it, especially if you didn't get caught. So, I thought what we'd put up on as a result of that, completely unanticipated, but most of the things that happen around here completely unanticipated, put up on Facebook, if you had to rewrite your own personal history, what would you do differently? Because I think, was it what I asked Walter, and he said he would not have taken the first bribe, that he would have preferred having 20 to 25 years of being a stand-up kind of guy. And even though he didn't enter the police academy to as idealistic, they felt that the academy sort of made you idealistic, and it took about 3 weeks to corrupt him. So I suppose corruption is always a relative term, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not at all. So, and I was saying to Manny that one of the things about this program is that it really is a place where things like that can happen, because what we really deal with here, our coin of the realm, is people's lives. As the announcer says, what's really important to you, your lives, your family, your experiences, your emotions, your thoughts, that politics is something that other people deal with, that we occasionally bump up against it, just because if we view politics in its broadest sense as the distribution and execution of power, then that there are sexual politics, there are family politics, there are financial politics. But in terms of the major political parties, not something that we really deal with, unless a figure seems to transcend politics at and their political views are sort of less relevant to a political party than to the general sense of who we are as Americans. So I thought we'd do a couple things here. First of all, invite you to call, as you always are. I thought I would tell you two medical things, and I thought maybe we would do an email. It's World Breastfeeding Week, and the article says how breastfeeding benefits babies and moms, and anybody who doesn't know that has probably been living under a rock for the last 5,000 years. There's actually three stories. Cardiovascular risk factors are reduced by standing more than sitting. I think we've only known that for about the last, 150 years? That sitting is really not very good for human beings on a whole bunch of different levels, including our clotting mechanisms. and that standing actually works much better for you. So even if you're sitting for long periods of time, which more and more of us are doing, get up every once in a while and go wander around. And when in doubt, park a little farther if you're driving to work, park a little farther from your office. Think about walking upstairs. I always walk up escalators. I figure that's the compromise because there's some, if going from the subway to the street is like 3 or 4 stories and it's hot, I'm not sure I want to do all of that, but I will do it. I'll do essentially half of it because I'll walk up the escalator. So it's doing part of it, and I'm doing part of it.
I have a tendency to do that, too.
Walk up escalators?
Yeah, and part of it hasn't really been so much thinking about that, but just really I don't like, escalators move
standing
so slow.
Still.
Yeah, they're standing still, and they move so slow, and it's like, come on, I just want to get up.
Man, you could be a New Yorker. You really could. I swear, you and I were separated at birth. Yeah, and at airports, on the moving sidewalks, I'm always in the passing lane.
Yeah.
So, part of it is I can always use the exercise, but part of it is, you're right, just impatience a little bit.
Yeah, I just kind of like to get to where I'm going. I don't,
getting there is not most of the fun for you.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I swear we were separated at birth. There's now going to be a urine test for pancreatic cancer. Could save hundreds of lives, which is true, if detected early. So we're getting, as we understand more and more about genetics, we're getting more and more accurate diagnostic tools, which is a very good thing, because the earlier you can find something out, the better you can treat it. And which, of course, gets back to that whole issue of, would you want to know? But certainly if you've got a treatable condition, I would argue, of course you do. Yes, you do want to know. All righty. How about, do we have time to start an email here? Is that
yeah, we could start it.
And then I'll answer it in the next segment?
Yeah. I think that sounds like a...
All right, we'll do that, yeah. Because we have just the wrong amount of time here. Not quite enough to just kind of shuck and jive, but we're not probably going to get the email finished. So let's start it, and then we will come back to it. not a great solution, but not there we go.
This email is from Denise, and she says, Dr. Joy, I have a dating question. I'm a 75-year-old widow who has been dating an 85-year-old divorcee for 18 months. He is intelligent, altruistic, polite, locally active in organizations, is a tremendously interesting storyteller, and has a witty, quick, and keen sense of humor. My question is that he has never asked me a personal question about my background, my family, my interests, my opinion, etc., and neither has he been able to remember the names of my small family, most of which he has met. Yet he remembers names and details of all the interesting experiences he relates, going back to his childhood even. I asked him why this was, and he wasn't aware of it, but he still hasn't asked anything of me since then either. He says he loves me and would like to get married, but the above issues fill me with doubt about his true feelings for me. Is it normal for someone to not ask any questions of the person they are interested in? I should add that he was an Air Force fighter pilot for 20 years and a commercial airline pilot for 25 years, so he's always had to be very focused and self-controlled. He has seldom expressed any personal feelings, and as far as showing emotions, he's always in a positive, upbeat mood.
Okay, he sounds lovely, and let me divide this into two separate categories, because I think never talking about his feelings, three categories, never talking about his feelings, I think in the long run is going to be troublesome for you, and you can just say that to him, look, I need for you to be more emotionally expressive. If you're really talking about loving me and wanting to marry me, I need to know on, if not a minute by minute, an hour by hour basis, at least a day by day basis of what you're feeling. Okay? And you can certainly ask that, and it's not unreasonable. And just explain to him that you need that kind of connection. Number two, the issue about asking you things, let me tell you what I think the problem is there. You can certainly say to him, I need to know that you're interested in who I am and who I've been. And what he's going to tell you is he loves the woman you are now, and who you are doesn't really make much difference. But I'll tell you what I think that's really covering up in just a moment, all right? Hang on for me, 855-993-7569. I'll answer Denise's question more fully, which I think many of you will find perhaps comforting in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we were answering an email from Denise, who is a 75-year-old widow who is dating 85-year-old dude, and they've been together about a year and a half, and apparently he's fantastic, he's fun to be with, and they have a great time, and he wants to get married, but her concerns are that he never asks about her or her family, doesn't remember her family's names, doesn't speak about his emotions very much, and talks a lot about himself. Okay, so some of this is classic, right? That a man who doesn't show any interest in you is a man who's not showing any interest in you. But one of the possibilities is just to say, listen, you never ask about me. Are you not curious? Okay, so to, rather than sulking about it or waiting for him to do something, that you sort of bring it to his attention. The issue about emotions, I think, falls in a similar category, and that you sort of say, look, I really need more emotional content from you than you're giving me. And, you know, it's important to me to have some sense that, you know, that you really care about me and that this is important to you and yada, yada. So, again, rather than sulking or assuming that he'll get it, tell him, okay? Telling somebody what you want doesn't guarantee that you'll get it, but it certainly increases the possibility and the probability. All right? Now, I said that I was going to give you an explanation about why I thought he was doing some of this, because there are several options. One is that he's just not interested, which would be kind of devastating. You don't want to be involved with somebody who's not interested in you. You certainly don't want to marry somebody who shows no interest in you. But one of the things, and again, we were talking about memory earlier with respect to schizophrenia, which is kind of a misleading article, to be quite honest. And let me reiterate that, because schizophrenia itself does not cause memory loss. The treatment for schizophrenia can cause memory loss. And so apparently there is an app that helps with memory, but it did not confuse the two. It's not the schizophrenia that causes the memory loss. And so looking at an app is not going to cure schizophrenia. All right. So let me make that very clear, because the headline on the article is completely misleading. So let me clarify that. But believe it or not, it actually has to do with this. One of the things that we know about memory, and memory is a very complicated issue, though there are probably, at last count, either 6 or 7 different parts of the brain that are attributable to different kinds of memory. Okay? And we talked last week, and we'll talk later this week, because we also have some issues about memory that we put up on Facebook. So the idea being that memory is a very complicated issue. But one of the things that we know conclusively about memory is essentially first in, last out. So the fact that he may be able to remember things that happened, he's 85, 40 years ago, is not particularly surprising. The point being that he may not ask you about things because he's not going to remember them. All right? So the idea being that that may be the issue, and he may not remember family members' names, your family members' names, not because he's not interested, but just that we know that short-term memory is most affected by aging. All right? So that's the whole point, that it may be less, that it may be protective that he really doesn't want to point out to you that his memory is not very good. All right? So that... Now, and you can certainly talk with him about it. Look, if you're talking about the marrying this guy, I mean, even you're even sort of thinking about it, then you want to talk with him about these kinds of things. You don't want to just let it go and decide that, well, maybe it'll be okay. These are important issues, all right? So what I would do if I were you is bring this to his attention, but understand that his lack of talking with you about your family and about asking you about things, then maybe less an issue of interest than of just memory and not wanting to embarrass himself. All right? So understand, it's especially at 85, it's not an unreasonable kind of response. It's a little bit, I mean, he wants you to think he's wonderful and terrific, and that vital, and as much on top of things as possible. So that may be why he's not really asking, okay? So I would certainly take that into consideration, all righty? 855-993-7569. Manny, did you go to the movies over the weekend?
I did not. No,
you're not a movie guy on the weekends, particularly. Were you working?
Yeah, I had a pretty busy weekend at the other job and doing some other things.
Doing the
too,
sports things that I talked about, which is what you really want to be doing.
I did go and see It's a funny story, actually. I don't think I ever told you. The previous weekend, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, I went to see, well, I was trying to go see Trainwreck, and
yeah.
There was an issue at the movie theater where they weren't able to play, they weren't actually able to play Trainwreck, and they ended up playing Spy instead, and they gave us some free
a freebie
for yeah.
Spy is a pretty fun movie.
Yeah, it was, and you know, the manager at the movie theater, he came up and said, yeah, very sorry, we're not going to be able to play Trainwreck on this projector, such and such and such, and but we can play Spy for you guys instead, and we can offer you a free voucher for, you know, yada yada.
For Trainwreck, yeah.
And so we end up, you know, and I hadn't seen Spy yet, so
Spy is much. You know. Well, they're very different kind of movies. They're both right. Spy is probably marginally better. Plus, Trainwreck is kind of is crude, but
yeah.
But you'll get a kick out of both.
Yeah, but so yeah, I ended up watching Spy and saying, yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty entertaining.
Well, speaking of spies, mm-hmm. notice my transition.
Very well played.
Travis refers to me as the Segway Queen. Mission Impossible made $56 million over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it was fun. I mean, I think that it was in Vacation, which was mediocre at best, made 14.8. I mean, Vacation is really a lousy movie. I suggest that people just not go to it. As one of my colleagues said, it was toxic waste disguised as a movie, and it wasn't even a very good disguise. It was awful. Yeah. I'm surprised it made that much. Ant-Man made 12.6, which is its third week, so it had almost beat out Vacation. Ant-Man is really fun. Minions made 12.2 in its fourth week, so Tom Cruise came through.
And you saw, I mean, you saw Minions, right?
I saw all of them, yeah. Minions I thought was okay. It wasn't nearly as good as the first one. Pixels, I thought, was not a very good movie, that it didn't quite work, and it was too scary for kids. And Minions, for example, in 4 weeks made $287 million. In 2 weeks, Pixels made $445 million. So you can tell that there's a significant, that one is a lot better than the other. In the third week of release, Trainwreck made just under 80, but it only made 9.7. So actually, you probably did better off with Spy. But Trainwreck, I think, is actually worth seeing. It's kind of fun. And Inside Out, which is 7 weeks in, made $330 million. Jurassic World, which is going to be, I think, the number one movie of this year so far, after 8 weeks, is $632 million. And that's just domestic.
Wow.
But Tom came through. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on a date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, last week we did a couple stories about people wanting to be deleted from the Internet, that France had asked Google in general to remove people from their search engine, and Google said, no, we'll do it for Google France, but not generally speaking. And so apparently they're going to sue to be able to see if you can get things removed. I didn't even know you could get things removed. Did you know that? That from the Internet?
I did not know that, no.
I didn't either. They said that Google has received, I think they said, about 250,000 requests for things to be deleted, of which about, they said, 41% had been honored. I didn't even know you could do it. And it wasn't clear whether that was just Google France or Google in general. But apparently they're not willing to do it system-wide. So we sort of just asked the musical questions. If we're up to you, what would you take off the Internet? And I know for me, it just some pictures that people have. You know, one of the things about cell phones is, I suppose even before cell phones, there can be some pretty unflattering pictures. But, you know, I think it's one of the things, if you're a public person, as I said, I've been with people who were significantly better known than I was, and they're sort of paranoid about it of, they said, you know, in the old days at least you could put your hand over your face when someone aimed a camera at you. Now you never know. They've, you know, they've got phones and they can take them surreptitiously. And I said, who cares? And I said, they said, well, you can have some pretty awful pictures. And I said, who cares? I mean, you know, at some point you just figured, eh. So, I mean, the only thing I would probably do is go through and edit some of the pictures out. I mean, most of the things that I'm trying to think if there's anything I've actually said on the internet that I'd just as soon. There are a couple of things that were misinterpreted, but at some point you just figure, eh, what are you going to do? So, is there anything you would take off the internet? I'd probably take Facebook off the internet, but that's another story.
I would probably take trolls off the internet, although that's more so. I guess the only way to really do that is to find a way to block them from existing. You know,
right, explain.
You know what trolls are, right?
Is that the sexual one or not?
No.
Okay.
Trolls are, it's kind of an internet term. It's like a social media term, I guess. It's basically someone who goes on the internet with the sole purpose of annoying someone else. So if you're on your Twitter and somebody's tweeting at you, just tweeting at you for the sole reason of annoying
just
you, and
irritating
getting,
you.
Yeah, just to irritate you and get on your nerves.
Well, because I know troll dolls, which are certainly incredibly ugly. I know about trolling, which is sort of a sexual term that means sort of it has to do obviously with the term that comes from fishing, which is to kind of just dump your net out and see who responds, essentially. And it's a sexual term. Is that and people will talk about trolling in Central Park of sort of wandering around trying to get somebody to pick you up. So trolling, just I suppose that's one of the more benign uses of the term. And I think there was I know trolling from a different context.
Sure.
All right, and maybe the pop-up ads I would probably get rid of, but that's not going to happen either. So, all right, so we're kind of feeling benign. Let's see what other people, because we got a fair number of responses on this. So what other people take off the internet?
Marika says the possibility to abuse people anonymously. If one has something nasty to say about someone else, they should be brave enough to do it with their own name.
See, I would argue that anything on the internet should not, you shouldn't be able to be anonymous about anything.
Yeah.
That either positive or negative. That, and of course people have screen names and people have pen names, I suppose. So, but I don't think anything should be anonymous. I think, and I think the internet would be a completely different event if people had to use their real names. Of course, part of the reason I probably feel that way is that I use my real name on my program. My email is my real name. My website is my real name. So it would be hard for me to be anonymous. But, and so any, that's why I say, anything that I say, I'll take responsibility for because under my name, although somebody did hack into, to one of my accounts a long time ago. And I guess that's what I would do, that if I wanted my Facebook account to be taken off the internet because someone had hacked into it, I think I should be able to do it. And you can't. There's no way to do it that I know of. And if somebody can tell me how to do that, I would be incredibly grateful because there are now several, and one of them is really mine. They were both mine, but somebody hacked into one. So that I would, if it were up to me, I would be able to get rid of that or at least transmute it. And it doesn't do any good for me to say, well, all right, here's my new internet address for my Facebook page because the hacker can then also use it. So I can't do that. Okay, so let's see what else. But I agree. I don't think anything on the internet should be anonymous. If you want to write it, then it should be under your name, period, positive or negative.
Steph says Republicans. And right underneath there, Debbie says Democrats.
Oh, good.
And,
yeah, this is equal.
Of course, yeah,
and then someone's going to say independence.
Yeah. Yeah. So those two kind of had a little fun with that part. So that's,
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
you go, girls. Thank you so much. But that's one of my favorite things about my program is that the people who listen and the people who respond are going to be evenly divided between political parties, you know, ages, sexes. I mean, I love that about the program. And you guys are willing, hopefully, to be sort of cute with each other as opposed to vindictive and nasty with each other. So, I love that about the program.
Let's see. Robert and Julie both say porn.
Yeah, but you know what? Remember the movie, what was it, with the puppets, Avenue Q? Was that their lead song is, the internet is for porn. So the internet's been for porn for since its inception, honest. And it's one of my favorite statistics. At one point when I was doing a lot of work with DVDs, remember Beta and VCRs,
mm-hmm.
that the number of porn, which I'll just give you this as a question, the number of porn to non-porn DVDs and tapes. You want to know what the ratio was?
I think you mentioned that. I think we had talked about this before.
All right. See if you remember.
I can't remember what the numbers were.
Thank goodness. Take a guess.
Isn't it like 9-1 or something?
Very close. 8-1. 8-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but nobody actually has to use, you know, has to go to a porn site on the internet. So, and, you know, you First Amendment rights. Okay, keep going. All right, so we've got porn, Republicans, Democrats. Again, I think that if people had to put their own name on stuff, you'd probably get less porn as well.
Don says politics and religion.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's the so much for First Amendment rights. Goodbye. The internet is for policing. Okay, keep going.
And Dana said religious stuff. Let's see, JK says... lies. I wish I could believe everything on the internet.
Oh, honey, you can't believe anything, any place, under any circumstances, whether it's in print, whether it's on television, whether it's, hopefully you can believe me more or less, although I suppose that if I'm wrong, that would never happen. But, I mean, I certainly don't intentionally lie, but look, part of my program is teaching you guys how to be objective, how you don't have to distrust. You don't have to go through life saying, all right, everybody's a liar. But you can sort of say, does this make any sense? And what, you know, how does this affect me? And does this, because you don't want to swallow hook, line, and sinker anything. You want to be able to be, if not objective, at least careful. So, yeah, and you're right, the things that are true, things that are not true, things that are partially true, all look in exactly the same typeface. So, but my darling, I don't want you to sort of go into life thinking that, you know, if it's in the paper, it must be honest. That, I mean, just be a little bit, okay, does this make any sense? And if this were true, then what? If this were not true, what? And does this benefit me? As, you know, can I count on it? What are the, be critical in your thinking, critical not being negative, critical just meaning ask the obvious questions. Okay?
Amy says, articles that pretend to be based on science.
I'm with you. And bad science is a lie. And again, and it's not only that some of the articles are just plain bad science, and as you hear me deploring this new tendency to take studies and group them. And the problem about that is that they may have been in different populations at different times with different hypotheses, different statistical analysis, that it's crap. You know, that any statistician will tell you can't do that. You know, they're lies, big lies, and statistics. So be careful. All right, we'll be back with how we're going to change the internet as we now know it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. So we're talking about how people would change the internet. And as far as I'm concerned, the most relevant so far, comment so far, is not allowing people to be anonymous anymore, that you actually, and I think that's part of what, I think Germany is attempting to do some kind of regulation that says at some point you have to be registered with your real name. And I think part of that is to try and offset the tendency about bullying and about, I suppose, lying and harassing people, trolling, whatever. So... okay, let's see what else people are saying.
Chris says, anything Kardashian. Why does anyone care? Have they done anything to help anyone?
Well, people can vote with their feet. You know, that as long, if if all things Kardashian are no longer selling magazines or TV shows or hits on the internet, then it'll stop. So,
Debbie says, all the Kardashians and the Bruce Jenner crap. We don't care.
Well, obviously, you may not, darling, but obviously some people do, because they still get a lot of play, a lot of traction. And if you talk with somebody who's in the transgender community, they really view Caitlyn as a hero. And regardless of what your personal feelings are, that if just think about it for a moment. If you think about growing up as a kid and feeling like all the people that you read about or heard about or saw on television or in the movies or were the superheroes look different than you, or were a different race or a different height or a different anything, that how comforting it would be to see somebody that was like you. And I think we forget that sometimes, that especially, you know, as women, that we've been so much taught that women shouldn't be leaders. So it never even occurred to an awful lot of women for an awful long time that even though half the country were female and half the world are female, that, that you had a Congress that was all male. You have a cabinet that for much of United States history has been all male. And so when women begin to start emerging, that that there's always, and interestingly enough, some of the largest and harshest backlashes against women, and part of it is I think we've been socialized into thinking. If you ask women, I think even today, whether they'd rather go to a female doctor or a male doctor, a lot will say a male doctor. So just understand that if you feel different enough, having somebody to identify with makes a huge difference. And the younger you are, probably the more important it is. Okay.
Barb says, any and all videos, memes, etc. that feature the N-word. And in parentheses, she put both spellings.
I know. Well, listen, the Confederate flag is certainly sort of at least making a statement. And it's being lowered. It's certainly, I think, making a statement on some level. But I would argue that any word that's pejorative to a minority needs to not, that they all be, that it's, that's not freedom of speech, that's freedom of nasty. And I don't think the Constitution guarantees freedom of nasty or mean at all.
Ann says, with the upcoming political season, refrain from posting all of the mendacious remarks about people, places, or things. If they cannot do it on their own record or proposal, keep it to themselves.
Well, I mean, I certainly agree with you. And politics has gotten nastier and nastier, more and more vindictive, more and more personal. We talked last week about a movie that didn't make it into the top 10, but I would still encourage you to go see, which is The Best of Enemies. And while, although there's this really alarming situation where Gore Vidal and William Buckley Jr. take out after each other, and the ad hominem arguments of using a pejorative word to describe homosexuality and the other one calling the other one a crypto-Nazi, a crypto-proto-Nazi. And, I mean, that kind of thing really, what's the point except to show that you're angry and that I suppose that you know, I'm not even sure those are big words, any of them. But it really gets off the point. And the fact that it's great TV ratings is alarming, that we've always, I mean, since Rome and probably before then, that the people went and watched Christians being fed to lions, which is, I mean, it's horrifying. But that spectacle of degradation, of humiliation, of oppression has always been part of the human psyche. And the fact that it exists on the internet should not come as a surprise. But the fact that at least we're talking about it, at least we're deploring, and at least we're sort of looking for alternatives would hopefully mean that we're a little more civilized. I'm not completely convinced, but at least we're talking about it. And, I mean, the question is, was anybody at the Colosseum saying, you know, folks, this is really dehumanizing, and watching a human being eaten by a lion is really pretty disgusting, and maybe we ought not to do that. And I don't know, maybe there were critics. Maybe there were people outside the Colosseum with signs in Roman numerals or something saying, you know, unfair to lions or unfair to Christians or something. But, I mean, unfortunately, it's one of the wretched parts of human history. But it doesn't mean it has to continue to be part of human history. I mean, there are lots of unsavory, unpalatable, horrible things that are part of human history that hopefully we are changing, that we are evolving as a species, that we are learning better ways of dealing with our aggression and with our acknowledgement of differences. I mean, you'd like to think that you know, we can get better, that we can learn more. I mean, look, if we can figure out a way to get to the moon, if we can wipe out diseases that for thousands of years have been killing each other, if we can double our life expectancy, don't you think we can learn to be a little nicer to one another? Maybe. I know, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny as well. Okay. I you know, guilty as charged. What else we got?
We've got a couple people that say, well, let's see. Kathy says commercials and porn.
Well, let me explain to you why both of them are going to continue to exist. Because a lot of the freebie stuff would not exist. Nothing's free in this life, so somebody's got to pay for it. And the porn, you know, again, if when we had less accessible, more expensive ways of looking at movies or porn, that the ratio was 8 to 1, don't expect it to go away anytime soon, but you don't have to watch it.
Darlene says child porn.
Well, it's against the law, and I think presumably it's being prosecuted, but and again, I don't think that's a freedom of speech issue. I think that's, I mean, it's illegal, and there have been some pretty well-known people who got prosecuted for it. It doesn't mean that it's going to go away, and it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but give it a shot at least. All right, you got any more?
Just a couple more. Jerry Ann and Nicole, they both say pop-ups. And Ella says whatever helps terrorists do their thing. Wants that to be
laundering money. That's what it is. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.